Hey guys, praise the Lord. Welcome to another episode of John 8:12 podcast. And I'm your host, Prabhu. So today I want to share about identity in Christ. I feel like, you know, many people have this identity issue. We always compare ourselves with others. And we always think that we are not worthy enough to live or to do something in our life. But I want to remind you that your identity is in Christ, not in this world. Don't compare yourself with the worldly things, you know, what other people are saying, talking about you. It's not about you, you know, it's not you. Whenever they talk about, if anyone talking about you something which is weird or which is wrong, don't listen to them. Don't take it in your heart, because that's not true. If someone is calling you useless, that doesn't mean that you are useless. If someone is calling you, you're not fit for anything, it doesn't mean that. But you know, that's not your identity. Your identity is in Christ, because in John 1st chapter and 12th verse says, but to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. I'm like, you're a child of God. Stop listening to others. Even if they are your parents, stop listening to their voice. You know, if they are proclaiming something against you, don't listen to them, because you know, you are a child of God. That's your identity. I want to share you a small testimony. It's about how I found my identity in Christ. And so I still remember, you know, my mom asked me to go to grocery store and, you know, bring milk packet. So I was walking, and I was asking God, you know, it was like a kind of conversation between God and I. I was like, you know, I was asking like, God, why you love me? Why you save me from all the things? What is your purpose? You know, people are calling me, you know, I'm not worthy enough to do anything that you want me to do, but why you're still stuck with me? And you know what he said? He said, Prabhu, you are my beloved son. And I'm like in the middle of the road, and I was like, you know, I was just thinking that, you know, the whole world call me useless. They call me, you're not worthy enough to do anything. You're not fit for anything. You can't do anything in your life. You can't achieve anything in your life. But when there's one side of what people are saying. There's another side where God is, you know, Jesus is saying that, you know, you are my son. You're my child. You're my everything. And I decided one thing, that I'm not going to listen to this worldly voice. I'm not going to listen to them. I put my focus on Christ. I put my focus on God's thing, you know, God's voice. I want to put focus, you know, because that's true. You know, that's my identity. The world is not my identity. What I'm doing in my life right now in this world is not my identity. Because we don't belong to this world. We belong to heaven. We belong to God. We are a child of God. As I said, John 1st chapter 12, he gave the right to become children of God. You know, just because we believe in him, just because we accepted him. You know, it's a very simple, you know, logically it's very simple that, you know, when you believe in him and accept him with all your heart, you know, you become a children of God. You get that, those, you get that authority, you know, that, you know, you're a child of God. So I just want to encourage all of you. You know, I don't know what you went through in your life. To be frank, I know that, you know, it's hurt, you know, when you close people, or when your best friend or your family member say anything, when they talk about anything against you, when they proclaim anything against you, you just think that, you know, is this what my identity is? I just want to remind you, no, it's not. Your identity is in Christ. Don't compare yourself. Don't compare with what others are doing, what they're achieving in their life. I used to do that, but now I don't. Because I know that, you know, he is holding something great for me. It's all about believing in him, you know. Your identity is in him. That's it. That's a big full stop. Don't think, don't proclaim. I just want to say this also, you know. When someone is proclaiming anything against you, when they're speaking anything against you, stop, you know, prophesying, you know, stop thinking, you know, stop, you know, in simple language, you know, don't prophesy on yourself. For example, you know, someone call me, you know, useless. I will never, you know, proclaim. I will be like, you know, okay, that guy said something, but I know what is my identity. My identity is in Christ. I just want to tell you something that, you know, stop comparing yourself, first of all. Second, never proclaim anything what they are saying, what other people are talking about you. Remember one thing, your identity is in Christ.